of November the 30th, 1957.
Done by a Cedric Bagnall, he's a professional artist. He does all the psychic pictures. He's very clever. He does some beautiful things in oils for people.
We're all going to get this cold.
I hope you don't actually look at the commentators and everybody else today. There's not fair to the sitters anyway.
Well, common sense doesn't come into this sort of thing, does it?
I can't. I hate putting people off, you know, especially at the last moment. But it's very difficult, too, to say.
What part of London did Mick come from there?
The Curzon Hill.
He came from Curzon Hill.
That was a brick rock.
How long ago?
Well, about 18, 20 years ago.
And what was his name?
That's
a secret. I'm not allowed to
tell you.
You're not allowed to
tell you?
Well, can you tell me what school he went to?
No.
I'm
not allowed to tell you any details.
Not allowed, that's fair
enough. Mickey is not his real name anyway.
No, I understand that.
Charlie, probably.
That would be a wonderful test if you get Mickey to it yourself and he gives his correct name.
Yeah.
Well, any sample of that.
No, we're not really testing.
We're not testing.
I didn't know his surname or anything about Mickey on the fact he said he sold papers again, but I didn't know anything about his life, really, to speak of, for about 10 years. And then it was by a sheer fluke. A sitter who I'd never met in my life sat in a group one night attending, and little Mickey came. And suddenly somebody must have mentioned this man that Mickey sold newspapers in Camden Town. This man, evidently, used to buy his papers off the boy that they all referred to as Mickey. And it turned out this man knew Mickey. And from that time onwards, I was able to trace and check up certain data connected to him. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why I shouldn't have named his name as Whitehead.
He came from the same district as me, then. Not far from
the town. I was born in town about 20 years.
I was born in Haunted Rye. You know, don't you, Mick?
I'm off the rock. How are you, Angel Face?
It's just Angel Face, not me,
isn't it?
I
didn't
think so.
I don't know. I'm such a lovely angel expression like you so sweet.
Now, don't you get like me, Mick, will you? Don't you get like me?
What do you mean, behaving?
Oh, I'm not the social.
Tomorrow?
Naturally, I mean,
there are all sorts of extraordinary happenings. Point is that the times you get very strong impression are the times you get some kind of mental mediumship, you have visualization, you see the eyes, sometimes you see it as well in a mental sense of the brain. Point is that there are forms, not just the objects that one naturally sees with the eyes, but with the mind. These things can be confusing and sometimes have shown trying to secure imagining these things. But then the experience will make it possible for you to differentiate. In any case, you have sufficient proof one way or another to know that these things are not imagination. And of course, it's a trance mediumship too. I think wanting to move in that direction again, sir. But at the same time, they may not for a while.
If we know, you see, you sort of know what you're doing, and then we work in with you, so that, you know, we can...
George, yes, you say to yourself that you're no damn good to certain...
Oh, no. I'm so, shall we say, ambitious. I want to push up. There's so much going in me, you know. I want to do as much as I possibly can.
You've got to do a lot of part, sir.
So many told me.
You may not do anything from your point of view, but... Which one has to be conscious of and admit exists in every human being,
We all have our little dreams which we store away in the back of our minds. And we sometimes say, oh, well, of course, this is impossible to do this or that. That is regrettable, but nevertheless, you sort of push it away from you. But sometimes these things in the sleep space, when the spirit is free from the body, one is sort of away from the earth and material things. In other words, your soul, as it were, relieved to be away from physical things, and you're not in any way any more tied, and therefore you feel more free and able to do things, and you certainly can, often in sleep state, do a great deal of good. And I think you have probably been yours and have been doing a certain amount of rescue work. It rather sounds to me as if this soul you talk about has been some soul on the astral plane who thinks he's helped the property of the deaf to have been successful in helping her. I should say that's what happened.
Okay.
Now, would you sacrifice more then, Doctor, for Monty if he gets these things instead of carrying it for a week to throw it off?
Well, of course, there again, you bring back into the earthly mind, on the waking, the remembrance, partial remembrance of things. And that again, in a case like yours, people have sort of depressed it. I mean, you sort of dwell upon it and worry about it there. So then, what this is easy to discard it because it's your sensitive body and psyche. It's very easy to throw off something that's very real and which you feel is very important. But the point is, as we've told you so often before, and I repeat it again and again, with this tremendous truth, with this great realization, life exists beyond the grave, with the knowledge that you have about the various developments that take place according to an individual's development in personality and character, so one has to be aware of the fact there are many, many difficulties and many conditions of life, and one cannot necessarily tune into all that here and there you can tune in, but one has to accept the fact that you are still living in the material world, and therefore you have to have balance. And you have to say to yourself that we or I, as a case of me, are endeavoring to do what I can, as far as I can, and as far as conditions around and about me permit, to serve and to help. In other words, we want you, obviously, to do, take all that we give to your state, your endeavor to do through the very, very seriously, as you should. But it does not mean to say that it should be allowed to interfere unduly with the ordinary routine of life, to the extent where you cannot concentrate or you cannot do what you have to do in the material sense properly. In other words, you have got to learn how to be in two worlds at the same time.
Yes.
In other words, it's the kind of Jekyll and Hyde existence, which is not necessarily satisfactory, but unfortunately, placed as you are, in such a material condition as your life is, with all its problems and confusions, you have to try to walk harmoniously, linking with us, knowing we're there to help you, to guide, guard, and protect you, but realizing that you have the responsibility too, thrown upon you, to do your share. If you do your share and work with us in harmony and in proper understanding, and letting everything fall into place as it should do in a proper perspective, then nothing could go wrong. That's why I want you always to know that when you sit, we shall come to you. We shall endeavor to contact you in various ways. We shall endeavor to give you proofs and evidence. And we shall endeavor to develop each one of you according to the way we feel we can best be of use to serve. But apart from the sitting, it behoves us to leave you alone. And that's what we intend to do. By that, I don't mean to say that we shall come and see you, or perhaps endeavor to help in some little thing or somewhere other, which will give you a benefit. But we realize that you must have your own personal lives in a material sense. And that doesn't mean to say that you can't live your personal lives applying spiritual experience and not
knowledge, thereby living a better life. But it does mean the story which you have yet to live life, has your every right to fulfill it, has become the person that you are in proper development in a natural state. We just want you to go on and do the best you can in your world, sitting and communing with us, following us as best you can, putting into practice the things we give you, but at the same time realizing that we cannot and we do not wish in any way to interfere with your life. Whatever you develop within yourself as individual is your own personal development. We may point the finger this way or that. We may advise you as we do. But remember, it all falls on you. In other words, you must develop your own self. No one can do it for you. And therefore we cannot and must not interfere, and we will not. I just want each one of you to be very sensible and very conscientious and very happy within yourselves about what we're trying to do. Yes, and everything is from a perspective of fact. And from that we should all get on very well and we should make good progress.
Thank you.
But that is because you are very busy and working, you know. Who knows?
Maybe we'll soon be speaking, because today we experiment in all the saloons.
Yes.
And what we do it, I'm sure we can continue to do it. I'd like very much to come and talk with you.
Oh,
I long time wish for it, you know, but nothing ever. But now everything was much peculiar. Now it's very pleasing, is that right? A lot of people here, I don't know if all these people here, I don't suppose it takes 40 years, I
said.
What we've been told before is
you belong to you. He is preserved today. I know you want to talk with me.
I love him.
He is close in everything you do.
Yes.
But you know, he wants you to treat him like the man, you know.
Yes, I know.
Not like the God.
Yes.
Bless him.
Well,
everyone here comes together in love, you
yes.
know. We are all part of one big family. No one is, how you say, God, you know.
No.
But then again, it's the love that is given out, it can't be that way, isn't it?
Well,
I mean, it's very hard to differentiate between...
Oh, no, it is natural, I suppose, but yeah, one day you realize more what I try to explain.
Yeah,
and every time, you realize that, you know, it shouldn't just really...
Oh, you're telling me my job.
No, I wouldn't do that.
You are part of God, aren't you?
I know, we are all part of God.
Yes.
But it's very difficult to say how much.
Yes.
When I look into the eyes and I see human beings, although I do not lose faith, because I know everyone has this spark of the divine, but sometimes, you know, it's very disheartening. You think to yourself, the world is terrible, you know. You have had so much misery, so much unhappiness, so much war in the world. You think by now people would think that differently. But they go on and on, you know. They are like sheep.
Yes.
To the slaughter.
Can't always say that, Peter.
I hope not, my friend. That is one thing we want very much to change, you know.
Yes.
But you know, we can't all be saviors.
Mm-hmm.
No, we can all be disciples.
Yes.
But I think to be a savior, one has to find it within oneself.
Mm-hmm.
For in the heart of all men is part of God that will save him. Everyone must save himself. No one can save you. You must do it within yourself. The realization of God within you to express that power and to design up accordingly so that other people will see a change for them, and they say, that man has got something good, I would like to know what it is. And then someone else may get to change, gradually, afternoon, one day, all the world will be different. A lot of people will live in peace and harmony, and no difference in barriers, no difference in color or relation or creed or class, all one big God family. That is what we want, but we keep on, we try.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. And let's go, au revoir.
All right, au revoir.
I've got the face that will happen one day.
I know you're a shining sort of fool.
Oh, no, I mean, that's poor Marie.
I know you're some sort without the dragon.
Before we met the dragon, I got my arm free from the leg.
Of course, sometimes one has to.
Mm.
It mustn't be too intense, Doc. You see? I mean, it's natural and right that people should be intense in the right way, but you just can't be too intense in the material world. You've
no.
got to do what you can and
try
a little harder, right? Not let it worry you, you know?
Mm.
Oh,
new room. What? New room.
Yeah,
there's
not one
in it. What do you say?
Hello.
Hello. Thank you.
I'm here now.
Hello, John. How are you doing?
Happy
Christmas.
Thank you.
Happy
Christmas. I know the best.
Which is
the best? Oh, I know the best.
This is the one I'm going to say. Come along. Sound like his voice. I tell you one.
No, it's just teasing me.
Well, I think it's charging about it, Jenny.
Oh, can you
hear
now? No. I wonder if it's say David, but I don't want something.
No, but I'm not sure if you can hear what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, we hear what I'm saying. And all this sort of thing. We've got more than we can
right atmosphere today, why isn't it?
Oh.
You don't know.
You're getting
through
better, aren't you?
I get more familiar with them.
Christmas song, don't you?
Yes.
I haven't been happy for a month, like, shocked with the boy.